welcome. If you think euphemisms are stupid and unnecessary, then we've got the show for you.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Playing at Casino Royale, you want a lot of money and a girl at Casino Royale.
Our day will come, and we'll have everything. We'll share the joy, falling in love can bring. No one can tell me that I'm too young to know.
Sounds like a threat, doesn't it? I mean, imagine that in a Ralph Cramden voice. Sooner or later, our day will come. Well, lucky for posterity, that's not how Ruby and the Romantics recorded it. Hiya, folks. Welcome to Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. I am your ghost, Mike Gold. And let's see, it's the end of September 2017. Yeah, it's funny how time flies and you're having fun, huh? This is show number 394. Which means that before too long, we're going to be at show number 400. Wow. Not bad for a weekly show, huh? I don't know how we should celebrate our 400th show, although I do know we should celebrate it, so how do we do it? I don't have a clue, but I've got at least 6 weeks to think it over. Why don't you give me a hand? Tweet me at CreepyMikeGold and suggest how you would like to see us handle our 400th. Perhaps we should do nothing but play Weird Sounds Greatest Hits. Maybe we should play everything but Weird Sounds Greatest Hits. We've only got about 48,000 songs in our library here, so that gives us some leeway, doesn't it? I'm interested in hearing what you have to say about that. I don't know, do you drop tweets? Do you fly tweets? This computer thing's never going to work out. It's just a fad, you know, like the Beatles. We got new stuff from all kinds of folks. We got a little tribute to Paul McCartney, but not really to Paul, to his ability to seek out really interesting team-ups. And that's predicated by the release of Ringo Starr's new album. Also, we've got a nice little set full of surf and hot rod music. We're going to kick it all off with something brand new from the Foo Fighters, from their brand new album. The track is called La Di Da, and you're listening to it on the only sound you can hear in a vacuum. Get thepointradio.com.
Jim Jones painted in a blue bedroom.
Come on in, make a little
Ah, yes, something from our birthday girl, Miss Joan Jett. And the Blackhearts, of course. They've been following her around for decades. That was Hard to Grow Up. Seems like a fitting song for your birthday, doesn't it? Personally, I've made a career out of not growing up. Before, Joan, Maggots. You Don't Want Me. Well, no, who wants maggots? Ugh. The Woggles from their latest and newest. That was Waiting for the Rain. And yeah, I kind of thought about segueing into The Doors, Waiting for the Sun, but I thought I'd play the Maggots instead. The sensational Alex Harvey Band came up before the Woggles. In this particular case, it was maybe 4 decades before the Woggles. And we opened with the Foo Fighters, La-Di-Da, as promised. Next up, and I mean this with respect, the sound of two survivors.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio!
We're on the road again. Abracadabra.
You'll pay my bill. See, they wanna buy my pride, but that just ain't up for sale.
See, all of my kindness, it's taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. Monday morning, I swear I'll be somebody with them.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about Paul McCartney's collaborations. None of them, zero, none of them have ever been with people who work in an abattoir. From the top, from Ringo Starr's brand new album, that was We're on the Road Again, not to be confused with Canned Heat's version, which you can't miss every time somebody plays the Woodstock album. That was Paul McCartney singing backup, shaking his Beatles wig, playing in the band with his old bandmate. They were in some sort of a group. It was popular, I think. This, of course, was followed by Paul's cover of Ian Jury's I'm Partial to Your Abracadabra. Paul recorded that with the Blockheads, which was Ian Jury's band. Mr. Jury is no longer with us. This is from a tribute album, and a damn good one at that. After that, we had Rihanna and Kanye West and Paul McCartney playing guitar. He wrote the song with Kanye, and he produced the song with Kanye. And it's something a little different for Paul. Quite frankly, a little different, I think, for Kanye as well. It's called 4 or 5 Seconds, one word. It's a nice little tune. Nice little tune. And we finish the set with Paul McCartney crashing the E Street Band along with their lead singer, the man who can count to four, along with our buddy Tom Morello. That was Twist and Shout. I think some other group recorded that a long time ago. This is not to be confused with Bruce Springsteen's crashing Paul McCartney's gig at Madison Square Garden in Manhattan last week. There's footage of that online all over the place. It's not bad. This is better. Actually, that's what made me think about playing this. What do you get when you combine some great guitars with some great vocals? What you get is our next set, all 27 minutes of it, starting off with a track from Fiona Boy's brand new album.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio!
When the devil, you know, living right next door. When the devil, you know, living right next door. In the left hand, hiding from the right one. Nobody's paying the bills. Good people running scared, and the angels are heading for the hills. Everybody wanna know what's going on behind your door. Even God's getting mighty tired just from keeping score. Ain't nobody business which way the ill wind blows. Got people accusing you before they even say hello. Where they hang from the windows, peeking through the cracks. Won't you get your big nose out my business? Don't it bring it back to the devil, you know. Him right next door. In your shotgun shack, living underground. You may be making money and they call you Mr. It ain't worth what's going down. Cause they hang from the windows, digging through the cracks. Won't you get your big nose out my business? Don't it bring it back to the devil, you know. Living right next door. Devil, you know, is living.
The house. working out the day. You gotta be, there's a wheel. Showing up, honey, the other way. There's a wheel. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's got to be a thing, honey. That's the way. I said every one of you showed up. Lord, there's a way, there's a way for you to believe.
Yeah. There's a way. Said every one of you show love, love there's a way, there's a way if you believe.
Thank you.
Mr. Howling Wolf singing about the big house. And speaking about abattoirs, Howling Wolf played his last gig, 1975, in Chicago, no surprise, at a place called the International Amphitheater. The Beatles played there. A lot of basketball teams played there. It was just next to the Stockyards. Now, by 1975, the Stockyards were pretty much closed down, well on their way to being closed down. And the smell, take it from someone who was there, was still pervasive. How the Beatles were able to play there, well, I guess nobody would notice because I suspect that the lack of bladder control from some of their younger audience members probably drowned that Stockyard smell. Howlin' Wolf, if you've ever seen any pictures of him, you know this. He was a big man. I mean, huge and mammoth and muscular and large and imposing. By 1975, not so much. And I think most of us who were there at that gig knew that we weren't going to be seeing him anymore. Sadly, we didn't. His music, of course, lives on. Before The Wolf, it's Lenny and Bonnie with Eric Clapton, where there's a will, there's a way. That was one of Eric's efforts after Cream and Blind Faith and all of that, when he was just sort of fooling around and doing completely different stuff, album after album. It was pretty damn cool. Marsha Ball preceded from New Orleans, and she's singing about the facts of life. I don't think it was the TV show. I could be wrong. Tommy Castro and the Painkillers, great name for a band, and Samantha Fish. They all got together for Medicine Woman. We opened the set with Fiona Boys from her brand new album. That was called The Devil You Know. And if you're not sure, next time you're introduced, get his card. We're going to the West Coast here and back in time for some phenomenal instrumental work and a few goddamn great voices here as well. Yeah, we're going to be doing a whole bunch of surf music and hot rod music and stuff that made California just musically amazing at that time. And, you know, of course, we're going to open with Dick Dale.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Hit the strip Sunday afternoon. I needed lots of time in order to tune. All the kiddies were laughing and having fun. Then that starter jumped up and said,
"Where'd you run? Where'd you run? Yeah, whoa, 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 where'd you run? Come on, all you kiddies, stand around and watch me. Watch me in my big old grudge run."
I got the fastest car, so who dare choose me? But some cat out of state with a Ferrari. But we pulled up to the line with our mills revved up. That starter dropped his flag and I
popped my clutch. Grudge run now. Wow! Yeah, 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 yeah. Grudge run. Oh, look at that daddy. Oh, come on, everybody. Yeah, come around and watch my grudge run.
My slicks are biting in and I'm off like a gun. He shouldn't have taken me off for this grudge run. But I'm winding out in second, really starting to move. Hey, he's running beside me. Hell, what's he trying to prove?
Grudge run. Yeah, 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 grudge run. Oh, look at that man go. Come on for my grudge run.
Then I hit third. What the heck's in his mill? He just rode on past me like I was standing still. We just threw in through those lights. This car lengths ahead. Today's the day I wish I stayed in bed.
Grudge run, yo. Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah, grudge run. Grudge run. Oh, whoa.
just went through those lights, and his car was lengths ahead. I know today's the day I wish I stayed in bed. This race is all over, and it wasn't any fun. I bet that's the last time I try a grudge run. Grudge run, yeah, come on, yeah, walk that grudge run, yeah, yeah.
Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? I took my Cobra down to the track, hitched to the back of my Cadillac. Everyone was there just waiting for me. There were plenty of stingrays and XKs. Spring little Cobra, get ready to strike. Spring little Cobra with all your might. Spring little Cobra, get ready to strike. You know you're gonna shut them down. When the flag went down, you could hear rubber burn. The stingray had me going into the turn. I hung a big ship and I got into high. And when I flew by the stingray, I waved bye-bye. Spring little Cobra, get ready to strike. Spring little Cobra with all your might. Spring little Cobra, getting ready to strike. You know you're gonna shut them down. Around the front turn in a straight away, I was blowing off everything that got in my way. The stingrays and jags were so far behind, I took my Cobra out of gear and let it coast to the line. Shut up, spring little Cobra, getting ready to strike. Spring little Cobra with all your might. Spring little Cobra, getting ready to strike. You know you're gonna shut them down. 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 Shut them down.
Queen of the surfer girls. She's got stars in her eyes and knots on her knees now. Her crazy fast ship really sways in the breeze.
Well, if you're already pining away for summer, I hope that last set helped you out a little bit. Dick Dale started it all off with Grudge Run, the Ripcords, Hey Little Cobra. That's the car, not the snake. Jan and Dean followed with Honolulu. It's one of those songs that you think, like, God, why didn't somebody write that before? Honolulu. Right. The Shantays followed with Pipeline, one of my favorite instrumentals. The Champs followed that with Tequila. Now, I don't drink alcohol. Sorry, folks. I know it doesn't sound like that, but it's true. Somebody's got to explain to me the bit with the worm. Are you supposed to drink that? What's the point of drinking the worm or eating the worm, I guess? And if so, why haven't they come out with, like, chocolate-covered worms and things? Yeah, maybe they have. The Go-Go's follow the Champs with Surfing and Spying and Beatnik Beach. Yeah, a little medley there. And we closed it all off with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. They're covering the theme from Goldfinger. Great movie. Great song. You might want to ask Maureen why it's only the Mercury 5. Wasn't it supposed to be Mercury 7? Pay close attention to the song. You still won't find out.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio!
Thank you. seen everything that there is to see, and I've heard everything that they had to say, and I've done everything that I wanted to do. Yeah, I've done that too. And it ain't that pretty at all.
Since we've been
The Ramones covering the Stones' Street Fighting Man. Gonna dedicate that one to the memory of Righteous Robert Rudnick, the grandfather of progressive rock music and poetry slam.
Great man.
Prior. The Pixies. Is it The Pixies or just Pixies? So there's this chocolate thing they make out in the Midwest called Pixies. They're like turtles, but they're Pixies. And they're phenomenal. So I get confused because I get hungry. They were covering Warren Zevon's Ain't That Pretty at All. And we opened the set as threatened with Maureen and the Mercury 5. Anywhere Without Me Can't Be Right. Great name for a tune, ain't it? Yeah, we only got a few more seconds before we go to our closing number. Sad but true. I actually had, no kidding, like over 10 more minutes worth of music program. I just went ape. What can I say? I just went ape. I just babbled a lot like I'm babbling now, and now I don't even think I have time for the big babble. Some days you just can't shut me up. That's one of the few things my mother and all my teachers agreed on. That's okay, though, because I'm recording this a little early so I could go to Baltimore like I told you about last week so I can appear at the Baltimore Comic Con, which should have just ended when this show first airs. So if you're listening Sunday night, I'm probably driving up Interstate 95 right now somewhere in New Jersey, because if I can't get trapped at the George Washington Bridge after a football game, then I have not been to Maryland. You have been tolerating even weirder sounds inside Mike Gold's mind right here on GetThePointRadio.com. And unless I hook up with a cosplayer, I will be back next week. We are going to leave you with the Rolling Stones.
Certain slavery should not exist. Those who swore to get a poison pill. Without you, I'm dead meat. I'm a raggedy dog. Gangster children, a hundred town.
I know why.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
Harumph! 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 Harumph!
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Harumph!
You bet my sweet ass.
Get the point.